Homily for Monday, the 15th of April, 2024. This is the homily which I gave at yesterday's 11:30 liturgy. It's about resurrection. Our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles is Peter's very first sermon. And I think it can help us better understand Christ's resurrection. The setting is, it's the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit has come into Jesus' disciples. They're now finding within themselves the courage to speak up. And that's exactly what Peter does. Not mincing words, he tells the people, you rejected the Holy and Righteous One and asked that a murderer be released to you. The author of life, you put to death. And then, going beyond what they had done, he announces what God had done. And he says, God has raised this Jesus, and we disciples are all witnesses to this. Peter explains what he means that God has raised this Jesus. He says, raised up to the right hand of God, Jesus received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father. And he has poured out that Spirit. And this is what you are seeing and hearing. Peter is telling us, seeing Jesus raised up is seeing him pour out the Holy Spirit. That's when and that's how people see and hear the risen Lord. So what the people in Jerusalem see and hear are disciples, like Peter, acting boldly. They see and hear disciples no longer acting on their fear as they had done earlier, even to the point of abandoning Jesus. They now see them moving beyond their fears. The disciples become aware of the Spirit's presence as they sense the pull within them to greater freedom and courage. Peter is telling us that's the power of the resurrection. We begin to sense in ourselves a deep no to living within the confines of our fears, and a deep yes to becoming honestly human, being honestly yourself, and giving that self to others in love. From the beginning, the Church has proclaimed in our Easter liturgies these words, his resurrection is our rising to new life. Jesus' resurrection is our rising to new life. The disciples know the reality of Jesus' resurrection as they experience themselves being pulled into new life, a new kind of living. It's a new freedom to speak and to act honestly out of their own depths. They experience the Spirit that raised Jesus now at work in them, bringing them into God's own life. In the traditional language of the Scriptures, the Spirit is, quote, raising them to the right hand of the Father, end quote. The sweeping power of the resurrection includes them, and it includes us as well. But How do we become included in the resurrection? Become witnesses to Jesus' resurrection and new life? It begins with opening ourselves to the Spirit's most repeated words to us in all of Scripture. Have no fear. Do not be afraid. There's an ancient Christian legend that captures what the Spirit and the Scriptures are telling us. It's about Judas. Judas, after his death. And he's portrayed as in a slimy pit where he has wept his repentance for what he had done. And then suddenly, he finds himself in an upper room with 12 people seated around a table. And he hears Jesus saying to him, "We've been waiting for you, Judas. We couldn't begin without you." Judas has stepped into the resurrection experience. Jesus is pouring God's holy life and holy love into him. And Judas is allowing himself and his actual life to be transformed by the total forgiveness of his sins. The theologian Karl Rahner tells us, we are always tempted to stay in sin because we do not dare to believe in the magnificent love of God. Resurrection faith is daring to believe in God's magnificent love. The risen Lord tells us to repent by undergoing God's magnificent love. And we are to preach the forgiveness of sins by living out of this magnificent love. We proclaim Jesus' resurrection from the dead and our own resurrection with him. When we come to say to all the Judases in our lives, to all those who have succumbed to life's dark, slimy elements, when we say to them, "Welcome, we've been waiting for you. We couldn't begin without you." Yes, God has poured out his Spirit into us. We know the forgiveness of sin. And this is what we will see in life. We will see joy undreamt of. We will see peace unimagined. And we will see love unmeasured. We will see the truly risen Christ.